This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. We continue with lecture number 3 explaining سورة نون والقلم. And tonight inshallah we have a set of verses starting with verse number 8 all the way until verse number 16. الآية الثامنة إلى السادسة عشر. قال تعالى فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being addressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, so O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obey not those who deny your message. Obey not those who belie you. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And now if you do not obey them completely, they will ask you to compromise. They will offer you deals of compromising. They wish that you should compromise in your religion with them. So they will too compromise. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about one of them, or one brand of them, one kind of those who deny the revelation, belie the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain description of his characters, which can only be described to be awful qualities and attributes that a person may have. وَلَا تُطَعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينَ. That brand of people is normally, he swears a lot. And obey not everyone who swears much and is considered to be worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. Look at this. He slanders people. مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. He walks around people to a namima that you transfer or you tell another person something about the other person so that they would end up fighting one another. هذه النميمة. Then I come to Nasser and I tell him, the brother is saying this about you in private. So I would ignite your hate and animosity against him. هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير. He hinders people from following the truth, from following the khair. So himself denied and belied the truth. Not only this, he is stopping others from following the truth. عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ زَنِيمٌ. That person is عُتُل, arrogant. Or عُتُل means cruel, hardened. He has a very hardened heart. زَنِيم, it's a hidden message that his birth was illegitimate, meaning that he is a child of adultery. أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. What made him do this? Because he has a lot of children, a lot of wealth. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. When the ayat, the Quran is recited upon him, قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. He will say the tales of the ancients. سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ. Indeed, the most honorable limb of the body is the nose. We will brand him with a distinguishing mark on that nose. Some of the people made it exclusive to the hereafter. So in the hereafter, the people would know who he is. He will be distinguished in hell. These are the verses, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. And we want to recognize the brothers who are following us online, mashallah, yani, we have a lot of them. We say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala to them. At the beginning of the chapter, Surah Noon wal Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended His Messenger against the allegations they accused Him with. And one of these allegations that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam majnoon, insane, a madman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took oath on the letter noon, noon, by noon, by the letter noon, and by the pen, wal qalam, and what they write with it, that which they write with it, wama yasturoon. You are not a madman. ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. Not only this, for your da'wah, for your patience, for taking this harm, for doing the work of Allah, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. Your reward will never stop until the day of judgment, because everyone who gets guided at your hand, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get a reward of what he is doing. When we pray, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get rewarded. When we fast, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get rewarded. And then comes in the verse, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the noblest of all characters. You have a good character. You're not how they describe you, O Messenger of Allah. Now, subhanAllah, in the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us a description of the people who accuse him of sanity, or insanity, I'm sorry, of madness. One of them is what? He swears a lot. He's insignificant. His lineage is questionable. He goes around slandering and causes corruption. You don't do that. So as if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is comparing this character, which is, we're going to come to one of the leaders of Quraysh, with him. Look at you and look at these guys. And these guys are the ones who are trying to compromise or get you to compromise. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the verses before, the verses which we're addressing tonight, فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ. We understand, if you recall, that Surah Noon wal-Qalam is the third surah revealed in the Quran. So it was revealed very early. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, one day you will see, and they will see, who is the one insane and who is the one sound-minded. So Allah is giving him the glad tidings that be patient. At the end, you will become mansoor. You will become victorious. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. Which of you is being inflected with what they accuse you of? And at the end of the day, O Muhammad, it doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter what people think of you. It matters, who are you in the sight of Allah? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Your Lord knows who is the guided one and who is the stray one. But now, until this victory comes to you, dare you compromise. Dare you give up what you believe in. ودي طبيعة يا إخوة المعركة. This is the nature of the conflict between الحق والباطل, the truth and falsehood. When the people who are in falsehood see that the people who are in the truth are sticking to their truth, they don't compromise. They normally use what is known to be in history, the stick and what? The stick and what? The carrot. They offer you a carrot, and if you don't take it, they give you what? The stick. Then if the stick doesn't work, they go after the carrot. And this is what they did with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they tried to offer him wealth, offer him money, offer him position, they said, listen, if you're after leadership, we'll make you what? Our leader. If you want to get married, we'll... To the extent they told him, if you're sick, we'll treat you. We'll pay for your treatment. So there was series of negotiation between the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the leaders of Quraysh in order to make him what? Give up. And there is a reference to this in Surah Al-Isra. Yani there is a reference in the verse, وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ. They are about to get you to leave what we revealed to you, so that, and they said, come up with something different than this. ائتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدل. Can you just bring another Quran? We don't like this Quran. Just bring us another Quran that works with us. ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. Has it been we given you the steadfastness? And in that verse, فلا تطع المكذبين. Allah is telling them, don't obey them. The steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, and there is a reference also في سورة الكافرون. When they came to him and they said, what? You worship our idols 1 year, so you benefit from that, and we will worship Allah 1 year. Allah revealed, قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون. Say to the disbelievers, I will not worship these idols which you worship, and you're not going to worship Allah. It doesn't go this way. That interfaith kind of mentality, no. It's not going to work. Islam is pure, one path. It doesn't accept that. الشاهد يا إخوة that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam against compromising. If people deny your message, don't believe in your truth, don't take an advice from them. They are not gonna, they want you to compromise. Look, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians will never be 100% pleased with you until you do what? Until you leave your deen. And not only this, and follow up. That's when they are going to be 100% pleased with you. Other than that, again, ya ikhwa, we say this in context of what? Not promoting resentment against Jews and Christians. No. Allah has told us that they are not going to like what you believe in. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً. They would love the kuffar or the hypocrites. يعني the verse in Surah An-Nisa talks فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِئَتَيْنِ. The hypocrites and the hypocrites اللي هو النفاق الاعتقادي, the major hypocrisy which makes a person dwells in hell for eternity. Look, they would love for you to disbelieve like them, so you're not, you're what? You're like them. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنْ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They will continue to fight you in order to make you leave, apostate, ترتد عن الإسلام وعن الدين. But in my opinion, يا إخوة, the West has discovered the thing that can make Muslims really leave the deen easy, without, you know, invasion, without fighting, without any of that, is whims and desires. I read this in one of the diaries, مذكرات of the politicians. He said, we no longer need to throw bombs on the Muslim world. All what we need to do is make sure that they watch the Bay Watcher. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but there is like some sort of a soap opera or, you know, a show called Bay Watcher. What is Bay Watcher? The Bay is in California, the ocean. The watcher is the lifeguards. And they are normally very attractive women wearing bikinis and going around and watching the people who may swim and what? Like the lifeguards drown. So they said that make sure that the Muslims watch these. So get them what? There is no need for you to do what? To, no, just, ولذلك شوف in the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us a conversation between such people and the people who followed them. So they would actually blame them in the day of judgment that you're the reasons we left the truth. And then the people who are powerful, they would say أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. We didn't do this to you. What the oppressed people will say, the weak people will say, بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Yeah, you didn't do it directly, but the blotting that you did, the getting us so consumed with this world. بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا أَن نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. There is no way they will goodness for you. ولذلك الله say, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. Then the verses started talking about one of them. قيل أنه الوليد بن المغيرة. That these verses obey not the one who swears a lot, who is worthless, the one who slanders, the one who passes conversations to corrupt people relationship, the one who is arrogant, who hinder people from following the truth. They said all of this is the description of al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, al-Makhzumi. And in general, ya ikhwa, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that normally the people who follow the messengers and follow the deen are the weak. The people who are not well established in this world. Look what Allah said on the tongue of the people of Nuh when he called them to Islam. What did they say to him? قالوا أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون. Do you want us to believe in what you brought when الأرذلون, the weak, are following you? And didn't we read in the seerah that at one stage the leaders of Quraysh said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen, we will accept your message, but we don't want to sit with Ammar and they smell. We're leaders. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Don't obey them. وفي الكهف ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا. Don't. But quite frankly, when a leader accepts Islam, when a head of a society accepts Islam, a lot of people follow him. صحيح ولا لا؟ A lot of people. Imagine Donald Trump becomes a Muslim. I mean, this is hypothetically. Imagine how many Americans will accept Islam. It's going to be a mass. That is why those people are very hard to get. But if you get them, this is how, you know, when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the companion to Medina to give da'wah, the one who was killed in the battle of Uhud, his name will come. Why 75% of the people in Medina reverted to Islam? Because he targeted the leaders. He went after Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, Sa'd ibn Ubadah. He went after the leaders. So when a leader accepts Islam, he would go back to his tribe and what? Yalla, ana Muslim. Imagine if the leaders of this world would accept Islam. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually said. في حديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? لو آمن بي عشرة من اليهود لأسلم اليهود. If only 10, the scholars of hadith, they tell you what is meant here, 10 of their scholars, 10 of their leaders would accept Islam during the time of the Prophet, during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the Jews will accept Islam. But we know how many Jewish rabbis accept Islam during his life. Two. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, if 10 will, the rest will. The rest of the Jews. Why? Because I'm trying to give you the message here that when a leader, when a head change. But now comes in the question, why? Why wouldn't those people accept the truth when they know it's the truth? I'm going to share with you that Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira said something about the Quran that the Muslims, until now, if they want this, to describe the Quran, they will not find any better language, any better words, any better eloquent words to describe the Quran with. إِنَّ لَهُ لَحَلَاوَةً وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَلَاوَةً وَإِنَّ أَعْلَاهُ لَمُثْمِرٌ وَإِنَّ أَسْفَلَهُ لَمُغْدِقٌ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُو وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. This is the description of Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira to Al-Quran when he heard it. What he said, man, this is not the talk. At the beginning, this is not the talk of the jinn or ins. This can be a human talk at all. Indeed, it has a sweetness. Very charming. The highest of it is very fruitful. The lowest of it gush forth a lot of bounties. And it dominates. The Quran dominates. It cannot be dominated. And this is not the speech of the human. Imagine he made that statement. And I will come to his story. I will come to his story, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. But I'll give you an example. Why would people not follow the truth? When we know, when they know it's the truth. First of them, ya ikhwa, al-kibr, arrogance. يعني القصة اللي أخرجها ابن إسحاق في السير about صفية بنت حيي ابن أخطب. صفية is one of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Her father حيي ابن أخطب, a Jewish leader. And her uncle أبو ياسر ابن أخطب, another Jewish leader. صفية narrates that story and she says what? I was the most favorite of the children to my father and my uncle. When I walk around and there are other kids, I am the one to be picked up, to be played with, to be cuddled. And I'm very special. So she said, when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina, and he stayed in Qiba for a couple of months, the people went to check him out. So my father and my uncle, her father is Huyay ibn Akhtab and her uncle is Abu Yasir ibn Akhtab, they said, let's go and find this guy. We know, we can tell if he's a lying or if he's a prophet, if he's a messenger. So they went. Safiya is saying they came back in the evening, very distressed, very depressed, very tired. So she said, I came walking around them like I would normally do. So they would what? Hold me. You know, like when you arrive home and some days you're not feeling well and your child walks around and then, just leave me alone today. Daddy, you do this every day. What happened? So they didn't do this. So I was surprised. So I still followed them. They went inside a room and they had this conversation. Abu Yasir is telling the father of Safiya this question. Ahuwa huwa? Is he the one written in the Torah? Yes, he is. Are you sure? I'm positive. Look at this. I am 100% positive. Look at this now. Subhanallah, ikhwa, look at this. Ma anta fa'il? What are you going to do? By Allah, I will be his enemy until he dies. Until I die. شوف. يبقى ده اسمه ايه? كبر. You know, arrogance.
He knows.
Not. ما هو ايه? ما هو, look, the Quran even expressed this. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. They know that the Messenger of Allah is the true messenger that was prophesied in their books, and they are more certain about it than their certainty regarding their own kids. Quite frankly, you don't know your child is your child or not. I understand now that you can do some DNA, but in the past, there was no means for you to find out. You know, your wife is pregnant, alhamdulillah, you're married, you're assuming the good of things, he's your child. That's what is meant. They were more certain about it. Falkibr. Another reason that turns people like this away is losing the status. There is one of the people who was in Medina. قيل أنه أوسي وقيل أنه خزرجي. His name is Abu Amir al-Fasiq. Rasulullah actually called him al-Fasiq. Abu Amir al-Fasiq. اسمه, his name is Amr ibn Safi ibn Malik. But subhanallah, ya ikhwah, هذا Abu Amir al-Fasiq, his son is Hanzala. You know who's Hanzala? The one who was washed by the angels. غسيل الملائكة يعني سبحان الله هذا شيء عجيب عن الوليد بن المغيرة خالد بن الوليد الوليد بن الوليد هشام بن الوليد the three of them accepted Islam his children فيعني we're talking about these people سبحان الله Allah did not ordain for them to accept the truth but what is the story of Abu Amir al-Fasiq Abu Amir al-Fasiq was living in Medina and he heard the news of a messenger from the Jews قيل أنه تنصر. It was also written that he accepted Christianity. He became Christian. But he read the revelation, the New Testament or the Old Testament or whatever literature got into his hand. And it was mentioned that this is the time of the emerging of a messenger. هذا وقت ظهور نبي. This is about the time. It's like us waiting for Isa عليه السلام or المهدي. You know, that's why a lot of people, they come and say, Ana al-Mahdi. And other people say, Ana Isa. So what Abu Amir did, he decided to go to the desert, build a sanctuary, and he said, if I do this, then the angel is going to come to me. he want to be that person. Right? But al-Risala came to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Risala came to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he do? He said, I will not follow him. He fought him openly. Like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. What was the issue of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul? Right before Rasulullah ﷺ migrating to Medina, they are about to do what? To make him the king of Medina, the crown. Blazed. They actually did prepare the crown. تعرف ايه؟ يعني جابوا الخرز بتاع the ornament that you put on a king crown. They prepared it. And when Rasulullah ﷺ arrived Medina, everybody what? Got busy with him and they didn't even pay attention to the guy. Again, losing your position. Actually, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira is that type too. يعني في أثر أخرجه البيهقي وغيره that one of the leaders of Quraysh whose name is Abu Mas'ud Amr ibn Umayr al-Thaqafi من ثقيف يعني Sayyidu Thaqif, a leader of a tribe called Thaqif. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, and he said to him, أَيُنَزَّلُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَنَحْنُ سَادَةُ مَكَّةِ Muhammad receives revelations when we are the leaders of Mecca. You are the leader of Mecca and I'm the leader of Al-Taif. Thaqif is in Al-Taif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ That's Allah revealed the verse when they said this. And they said, why Muhammad the orphan, the poor, the needy, gets the revelation when we are the leaders of Al-Ta'if and Mecca. Again, ya ikhwa, that's another reason why people, they are afraid to lose their position to lose their status. Another reason which is very interesting, which is the tribe of Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, Abu Jahl, is the tribal. The tribal system. Yani, look at this story. Abu Jahl, for example, what was his issue? What was the issue of Abu Jahl? Bani Hashim and Bani Makhzum. He's from Bani Makhzum, the tribe called Bani Makhzum, the children of Makhzum. But the prophet's from Bani Hashim. Look at this. A man came to him, one of the leaders. His name is Al-Akhnas ibn Shariq, or Shuraiq, al-Thaqafi, from Thaqif. He came to Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is Amr ibn Hisham. And he's the nephew of Al-Walid. Al-Walid and Abu Jahl are from the same tribe, Bani Makhzum. وَلَمَّ اخْتَلَى بِهِ. So when that leader from Thaqif had a private conversation with Abu Jahl, he said to him, أَتَرَى مُحَمَّدًا يَكْذِبْ. أَتَرَى مُحَمَّدًا يَكْذِبْ. Do you think Muhammad is lying? فَقَالَ أَبُو جَهْلِ. Abu Jahl said, وَاللَّهِ مَا كَذَبَ يَوْمًا قَطْ. By Allah, he never uttered one single lie one day. وَإِنَّا لَنُسَمِّيهِ الْأَمِينَ. And because of this, we call him what? الأمين, the trustworthy. ولكن, but, Bani Hashim is in charge of the custody of the Kaaba. They give water to the Hajij. Now, they want to have a prophet from them? No way. Problem. Problem, ya ikhwa. In al-insan, subhanallah, he's afraid of his leadership. ما هو إله بط إله in different forms. ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم ليقولن الله. طيب. Let me talk to you about الوليد ابن المغيرة. The one that a lot of the scholars suggested that these verses or the descriptions in Surah Noon is to him. But to share with you what is written in the books of Tafsir, قيل الأخنس بن شريق ولا تطع فلا تطع ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع الخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم. قيل الأخنس بن شريق وقيل العاص بن وائل السهمي. But a lot of the scholars suggested that it is الوليد بن المغيرة, because the Quran spoke so bad about Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira in other places. And I'll share with you where the Quran addressed Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira in a chapter called Al-Muddathir, which is the second chapter revealed in the Quran. And here is the story. Al-Imam al-Baghawi, rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Baghawi, one of the scholars of tafsir, mentioned that one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid and he recited Surah Ghafir. Hamim tanzeel al-kitab min Allah al-aziz al-alim ghafir al-dhanb wa qabil al-tawb shadid al-iqab dil-tawl la ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-masir wa qila Surah al-Nahl. There is another wording that it's Surah Al-Nahl. And there is a third chapter that I forgot. In any rate, Fussilat. Hamim Fussilat. Oh. Qila. That the Rasulullah was reciting other wording. The author Ibn Abbas fil Hakim fil Mustadi, yani there are different wording of this author. That he heard Surah Al-Nahl, the verse, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan. In Surah Al-Nahl. Surah Fussilat, Surah Ghafir. In any rate, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that he's listening to him. So he repeated the verse over and over. And this is, ya ikhwa, something good. If you know that somebody is hearing the message, what? Keep going. If they are interested about it, keep going. Oh. ففطن له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعاد الآية. He repeated the verse. Immediately الوليد went to the place where the leaders of Quraysh meet. فانطلق الوليد إلى مجلس قومه where they meet. And he stood up. He did not even sit down. And he said, والله لقد سمعت من محمد آنفا كلاما ما هو من كلام الإنس ولا من كلام الجن. By Allah, I have heard from Muhammad verses. No way that these can be uttered by ins or jinn. By the way, who's judging here? Al-Walid al-Mughira, actually, there was a rumor in Mecca that he has a jinni who teaches him how to speak. Because of his eloquency. He's very eloquent. You're having a very eloquent person praising who? Speech. It's like you get somebody who doesn't even have a certificate and he says, this guy is good. So, ولا يفعل شيء يعني. صحيح؟ But when you get a scholar praising that person, then you know it's legitimate. Then he made that statement which I shared with you earlier. إِنَّ لَهُ لَحَلَاوَ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَلَاوَ وَإِنَّ أَعْلَاهُ لَمُثْمِرْ وَإِنَّ أَسْفَلَهُ لَمُغْدِقْ وَإِنَّهُ لَيُعْلَى وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. Indeed has a sweetness. Very charming. The highest, meaning the highest here, the top verses, are very fruitful. And what you consider not gushes forth bounties, and it dominates and is not to be dominated. After he made that statement, he left home. He went home. So the leaders of Quraysh looked at him. قالت قريش صبأ والله. He disbelieved by Allah. صبأ الوليد وهو ريحانة قريش. And he is the best of us. والله لتصبؤن قريش كلها. By Allah, because of him, all of Quraysh will accept Islam. Like I said, when a leader, what? Like the Prophet said, if 10 of them will accept, then what? So that's, it's natural. It's a natural. People what? Follow what? Abu Jahl spoke. Because Abu Jahl from Bani Makhzum. He's from the same tribe. He's his tribesman. And he is his nephew. قَالَ أَنَا أَكْفِيكُمُوهُ. I'll take care of him. So he went to his house. فَانْطَلَقَ فَجَلَسَ إِلَى جِوَارِ عَمِّهِ الْوَلِيدِ. And he sat next to him. And he acted like he's very sad. حزينا. فقال له الوليد. الوليد said to him, ما لي أراك حزينا يا ابن أخي. Why are you looking so sad, my nephew? فقال وما يمنعني. He said, why not? أن أحزن. Why shouldn't I be sad? When I see Quraysh going out there, collecting money for you. Because they are saying that you got an old and you need financial help. And this is why you go to Muhammad and Abu Bakr. Look what he said. He did not say Muhammad and Abu Bakr, by the way. يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّكَ تَجْلِسُ عَلَى كَلَامِ ابْنِ أَبِي كَبْشَ. This is, by the way, the grandfather of the Prophet. From who? From his mother. يعني a little bit not like عبد المطلب. وابن أبي قحافة أبو بكر. That you go, so you praise what they say because you want what? No, not money. You want them to feed you. فغضب الوليد غضبا شديدا. الوليد became so upset. وقال ألم تعلم أني من أكثركم مالا وولدا. Don't you know that I am the wealthiest, have a lot of kids? And when Muhammad and his followers fed themselves to feed me, وهل شبع محمد وأصحابه ليكون لهم فضل. He said, I will fix this. I'll take care of the situation. So now he's starting to lose what? A rumor is going around that he's no longer what? شوف أبو جهل هذا يا إخوة مشكلة. He got Abu Talib in trouble. This guy was about to become a Muslim. So he went to the same gathering again. فقال لهم, he said to them, let's reason here. تزعمون you're suggesting أن محمدا مجنون. Muhammad is insane. You're saying that Muhammad is insane, صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهل رأيتموه يحنق قط. A person who's insane, المجنون اللي هو إيه, sometimes he gets seizure. Have you ever seen him acting like this? قال اللهم لا. Wallahi, we never seen him acting like this. قال تزعمون أنه كاهن. You guys are saying about him that he is a fortune teller or a soothsayer. كاهن is a person who tells you, show me your hand, and he tells you you have two roots and all of that. Or he gets the coffee cup and he looks and هو the fortune tellers. فهل رأيتموه تكهن قط. Have you guys ever seen him doing this? قال اللهم لا. No. قال تزعمون أنه كذاب. You guys accusing him of lying. فهل جربتم عليه شيئا من الكذب. Have you ever experienced or witnessed him lying? قالوا لا. قالوا اللهم لا. فقالت قريش للوليد. قريش said للوليد, what are we going to say about him then? Help us out. Allah revealed these verses in Surah Al-Muddathir. شوف. ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومهدت له تمهيدا ثم يطمع أن أزيد كلا إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا سأرهقه صعودا. Leave me with the one I created alone by myself, and I given him wealth. يا إخوة, they said the wealth of الوليد بن المغيرة was from مكة to الطائف. وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا. And a lot of children, 17 boys he had. ثم يطمع أن أزيد. And he wants more. ومهدت له تمهيدا. And I made his life very comfortable. ومهدت سأرهقه صعود. I will make him climb in a valley in hill called صعود. Now when they asked him to come up with an idea, with allegation, with accusation, to accuse the Prophet with, إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. That's the situation right here. So he started deliberating and thinking. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. May the curse of Allah be upon him for what he is thinking about. ثم قتل كيف قدر. Again, may the curse of Allah be upon him for what he said. ثم عبس. Then he looked what? You know, عبس is a, you know, عبس الوجه العبوس. اللي هو الايه, unhappy face. ثم نظر ثم عبس ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر. Then he thought, then he frowned. And he looked in bad tempered way. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. Then he turned back and he looked at them and he said, I found what we should say about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر. This is magic. Basically he said to them, don't you guys see that Muhammad separates a husband and wife, a father and son? Only a sorcerer can do this. إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر سأصليه سقر. فعلى أصح الأقوال يا إخوة, based on the books of tafsir, these verses were revealed in Surah Al-Muddathir about Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira, that he is the one who came with the suggestion, what kind of accusation should we accuse the Prophet with? Sorcerer, sahir. Why? Because he throws spells on people, that he separates a husband from the wife, a father from the son, he separates the family. طبعاً, the verses that we have here in Surah Noon wal Qalam, they said it's about him too. But, ya ikhwa, always there is a rule out there, and we close with this today inshallah. There is a rule out there once it comes to tafsir al-Quran. Don't try to impersonalize the verses. Because if you say these verses in Surah Al-Muddathir or these verses in Surah Noon wal-Qalam were revealed about Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira is what? Is dead. Then there was no benefit of it anymore. La. Anyone who has the attitude, the characteristics of the individual, the same ruling apply to him until the day of judgment. وهذا المعنى تفهمه, this meaning, you understand it from the ending of chapter called التحريم. Pay attention to this. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما. Allah has set an example for those who disbelieve. The wives of Nuh and Lut, their husbands were prophets and messengers, but yet they did not believe. And they will dwell in hell. What is the name of the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut? What? It doesn't matter. The message here that you can be the righteous person of all the community, and your wife is what? She will not benefit from your message. It doesn't matter. Now, if Allah would have mentioned their names, it would have been what? Exclusive to them. But this is what? Inclusive to anybody who is in the field of da'wah. Whether he's a prophet, whether he's a messenger, or someone who conveys the work of the messengers and the prophets. And subhanallah, his own wife at home doesn't benefit from his message. It could happen. But look at the contrary. Look at this. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. This is the total opposite of the other one. The wife of the Pharaoh. Her husband is what? Someone who claimed to be Allah. Is it أَذَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَ. Yet she believed. So it could happen to anybody or no. Now, who's the wife? We understand the wife of, from the sunnah, that the wife of Pharaoh is Asiya. We understand that. But Allah did not mention, even though in the sunnah she was mentioned. في hadith, four women reached perfection. We understand that. Maryam, Khadija, Fatima, Asiya. We know this. Radwanullahi alayhim jami'ah. But what I'm trying to say, Allah did not mention her name in the Quran, even though he revealed it to the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because If you impersonalize it, if you make it personal, it becomes exclusive. But look at this one. Look at the last verse here. Pay attention here. Pay attention here. وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ. Maryam, the daughter of Umran. Why did Allah mention her first name and her last name? Why? Because this is personal. She's the only woman in the face of this earth who will come and say, I'm pregnant, but no man touch me. It will never happen again. You're getting it? You're getting the idea? It will never happen again. That's a very personal matter. It will only happen to one woman. And this woman is Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Oh. Yes, we read these verses. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينَ. Obey not someone who says, Wallahi, Wallahi, Wallahi. هَمَّازٍ. He slanders. مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِينَ. He goes around and passing on talks from here to there to cause corruption. مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. Imagine this man, would he have accepted Islam? A lot of people would have followed him, but because of his stubbornness and him insisting on changing the statement that he made about the Quran after Abu Jahl's visit to him, مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ. He stopped a lot of people from following the khayr, following the haqq. مُعْتَدٍ, a transgressor, because he accused the Messenger of Allah of certain things, that he's a sorcerer. أثيم, sinful. Above all, look at this. عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيم. Arrogant. زَنِيم يا إخوة قالوا illegitimate. He has illegitimate birth. ورد يا إخوة في السير that when these verses were revealed, الوليد went to his mother. يعني whether it is authentic or not, he said, by Allah, we know that Muhammad doesn't lie. Who is my father? He said, the shepherd. Some similar to that. Yani. But whether it is authentic or not, but Allah said it in a way that also not clearly, because you really, you're not to be blamed for having a legitimate birth. That's not your issue. Yani. So Allah said it in a way that he claims to be of a clan called Bani Makhzum, but he's not really from Bani Makhzum. He's trying to keep the status of Bani Makhzum and is not even his tribe. عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Why did he do this? His wealth and his children? إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When the Quran is being recited upon him after he has made that statement about the Quran, now he's saying it's fairy tales from the ancients. سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ. We're going to brand him on the nose. They said this is in the Day of Judgment. There is a circulating literature out there that this happened in the Battle of Badr. But if you read the biography of Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira carefully, he actually died before the Battle of Badr. And he was not part, he did not participate in the Battle of Badr. With this, inshallah, we're going to take the questions, but with this, inshallah, we conclude before Ramadan. Inshallah, after Ramadan, we'll continue with Surah Noon wal Qalam. And we're going to begin with that fascinating story, which is very similar, which is the story of the people of the Jannah. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al Jannah. It's a very good story about the three brothers who decided not to give to the poor and the needy and so forth, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين. Yes.
There are a couple of things.